Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting of the Finance Committee for the review of our investment policy to order at 6:37 PM. In attendance are myself, Mark Frye as Chair, Mrs. Westfall, Mr. Hayne, Mr. Richardson as members of the committee, Mr. Hanson and Mr. McKee as members of council are here, as well as Mr. Schreier, Mrs. Brining, Chief Miller, and Mayor Stahl are also in attendance. As you'll recall, some months ago, we had some conversations about the investment policy. I think we had a Finance Committee meeting earlier this year about it. The existing finance investment policy is, I think, just over 20 years old. So we had the opportunity to, excuse me, to review that and went back and forth with some ideas, suggested modifications with Mrs. Brining, Mr. Schreier, to get their input, and what you had provided to you at your place is the draft of the proposed investment policy. Obviously, I'm familiar with it, but Mr. Schreier is probably more familiar with it than I am, as is Mrs. Brining. So, Mr. Schreier, if you wanted to kind of walk us through a few of the highlights of the changes to this, that would be great.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Frye. Does anybody need a copy of it?
I think we've got one, yeah.
Just a little bit of history. This, again, like Mr. Frye said, it goes back over 20 years. We've used it as guidance. It was never formally passed by city council. It wasn't voted down. It was just never basically presented to be voted on. So that's where we are now. If you want to go to page one, I'll go through some of the changes. You guys requested a few changes back when we met in June, and then the back and forth with Mr. Frye and the mayor and Leslie and I, we've made a few other changes. On page one, under purpose, a significant change in what you, city council, had asked for was that the last sentence in the first paragraph, these policies have been adopted by and can be changed only by a majority vote of city council. The previous draft, the original draft, stated that the Treasury Investment Board would adopt the policy. So it will now be under control of a majority vote of city council. And the second paragraph there, the policies are designed to ensure prudent management of public funds, the availability of operating capital funds when needed, and the investment returns competitive with payroll funds and financial market indices. There'll be some more details on that a little bit later. Under investment objectives, these remain the same. Preservation of principal, that's always been the number one for government, not to lose any of the principal investment. Maintenance of liquidity, to make sure that we have money available for all our operations and capital projects. And then the third one is maximize return. And if you guys have any questions as we go through this, please interrupt me and ask them. The portfolio determination is a new section there at the bottom. The city's Treasury Investment Board to evaluate the expected future cash flow requirements for the city's operations over the upcoming 5 years to determine what funds are available to invest. And on the following page, two, delegation of authority, that first paragraph is another major change that city council had asked for. The city's Treasury Investment Board will now consist of mayor, the president of city council, and a director of finance. Previously, it was the mayor, director of finance, and director of law. Now the director of law is an ex officio member with no voting rights, and obviously we've added the president of city council. How the process is going to work is The Treasury Investment Board will be provided in various investment strategies from the finance director. They will approve those strategies, and then the finance director will deal with the day-to-day operations of those investment strategies that the Treasury Investment Board approves. Going down.
I do have a couple of questions. So, couple things. One, you're talking about the approved strategy may cause a risk to the preservation principle, maintenance of liquidity, as described in the investment policy due to changes in market condition. So, does this give the finance director the ability to make a decision about risk and based on his or her perception of what's happening in the preservation of principal maintenance liquidity only? Or could there be other things that you would have to make an emergency decision on because of your perception of risk?
Right. To make emergencies, you know, I have to notify the Treasury Investment Board, believe it's in there.
Right, but, you know, that brings the next question. You say, in here, if the other board members do not respond at a time of warning, what's the time of warning? Is that an hour? Is that 2 days?
It's 7 days.
Can we state that?
We always use 7 days. This was a section that Mr. Fry was more instrumental in writing, so you might want to answer that.
Mrs. Westphal, I think you bring up a great point. In certain circumstances, could be an hour, based on what's going on and how severe the crisis, hopefully, never happens, but if there is, because that's kind of, in my mind, that's the crisis clause. If there's something really dramatic happening and we need to move quickly to preserve the principal. But I think that's a valid thought process. Do you have I can't speak for Toby or obviously Mrs. Brining or the mayor, but I would be open to a more specific time frame on that.
Or maximum time frame?
It's not like we have to meet, so it seems like a day would be appropriate. I mean,
okay. I like it the way it is. I think you need to have. I don't think you want to limit that flexibility. There could be times where you need where 24 hours is too late. That can happen. I mean, I lived through Black Friday when I watched the market crash, 600 points in an hour. And, I don't think, this is an emergency provision. And if we don't trust Toby to execute it, then we have the wrong finance director. So I would leave it like it is. And, you make the effort. Toby, and in the day of cell phones, you can.
That'd be unusual. I agree.
You can call people.
Right.
And you would. Because that's what I know about you. Okay, so I'm comfortable with that. And Mark will answer his phone if you leave him that message and send him that text. So, I'm comfortable.
Oh, that brings me to the next question, which is, we are talking about notifying the Treasury Investment Board within 7 days. I don't know how you would notify them right away. Or within 48 hours or something.
And that burden falls on you, Toby. I mean, I'm open for a shorter time frame, but what's your thought process on that?
I think
the 7 days is because it was in there before, but I think I agree with you. There would be no reason for me to wait at all on something, on a big change like that. I'm fine with that being a lot shorter than 7 days. It's not going to take me any time to notify.
One, within one business day?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Reason why I shouldn't be able to do that. It's just me notifying you, I don't have to wait for you to get back to me or anything.
Right. There, I mean, you, okay, I was gonna say, cause you're, theoretically at this moment in time, the third person on, you know, the three of us.
I think that's.
Not theoretically.
Well, no, yes, sorry, not theoretically.
Fast response, this is normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just to interrupt you briefly, Mr. Schreier, the, so with the modifications, can, assuming, do we have to wait for another meeting? Since we're gonna, looking to make modifications?
Before we get there, I do have some minor editorial comments.
I think there could be more.
Okay, so let's just sit tight and see how many there are.
I was just letting Toby roll before.
Good enough, let's keep going then.
Nothing crazy, I don't think. If I were crazy, I would have called you before.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Schreier, go ahead.
On the bottom of the page there, page two, ethics and conflict of interest, this is basically saying that no members of the investment, Treasury Investment Board can use, the city's financial, advisors for their own personal, investments because of conflict of interest. Next page three, to authorize investment deeds. Remain the same. These are what were presented to you back in June. I will note that, B, federal agency obligations, and E, certificate of deposits are majority of our investments right now. We have a small amount, and a very small amount in Star Ohio, but the majority of it's in the B and E categories. Portfolio diversification. This is a, the last sentence of that is something that's newly added. The Treasury Investment Board shall notify City Council within 15 days if any maturity, issuer, or type of security exceeds 50% of the city's portfolio. There's always a section in there about the notification, but it wasn't to City Council, so we added that City Council will be notified of that. Maximum maturity, the second paragraph there, this, all investments must mature within 5 years, which is how we've currently been doing any, from short term to up to 5 years. That's pretty standard. On page four, we have the prohibited investments that those are similar to, what was, they are exactly what was presented back in June. There's no changes there. We've never used any of those since I've been here. For the last 11 years. Internal controls. This is a new section. The Director of Finance shall establish a system of internal controls. You can read the rest of it, but that's something that we'll be doing now. The bottom of the page, the competitive selection of investment instruments. This is kind of how we determine what investment we're going to use and who we're going to use and what investment we're going to have. We're going to take the offer that provides the highest rate of return within the maturity required and that optimizes the investment objective of the overall portfolio. That was there before. That's not a new section. And then in the last page, page five, under investment policy adoption, this is a new section. It's for reporting. The Treasury Investment Board shall review this policy every 3 years and make recommendations to City Council. That's a new section to make recommendations to City Council. And the Treasury Investment Board shall meet as required to carry out the policy, but no less than semi-annually. And those are the changes. They were requested in the previous Finance Committee meeting and the, you know, in collaboration with the mayor and Mr. Fry and Leslie and I, we came up with.
I have one more minor question. Under reporting, it says at least semi-annually, a report shall be furnished to the Director of by the Director of Finance to the Treasury Investment Board and City Council. That at least means that if there's a reason to share something in advance, you would do that, or we could request it. Okay.
Either way.
Mr. Hanum, you said you had some minor edits.
In the purpose clause, I want to incorporate the concepts from the investment objectives into the purpose, so that this sentence, I would suggest we amend the first sentence of the second paragraph of purpose to say, these policies are designed to ensure the prudent management, add the words, and preservation of public funds. And then after the comma, add maintenance of liquidity to assure the availability of operating and capital funds. And then I think the return section is fine. That just incorporates those objectives into the purpose. I think clarifies that.
Mr. Hanum, excuse me, the second one was after the comma, maintenance of liquidity.
Maintenance of liquidity to assure.
Assure, got it. That's the one I was missing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that'll be really good. I like it.
Any other thoughts?
One other one. This ties into the reporting. In the delegation of authority, at the end of the first paragraph, I would propose that we add a sentence to the effect of, the Treasury Investment Board shall report to council as necessary, but no less often than, I think, semi-annually is what you have for the other reporting requirement, and on page 5, and I'm comfortable with that. So you give us that, but also I'd like to have a report in council semi-annually. I don't think that's a...
Mr. Hanum, is that at the very end of delegation of authority?
It's at the end of the first paragraph of delegation of authority.
Okay.
And the language that I drafted, that I came up with, was the Treasury Investment Board shall report to council as necessary, but no less often than semi-annually. And that ties in nice with the reporting requirement, too. So you prepare the report, come to council, and tell us what you're doing and if there's any issue. I don't think it adds a burden. And then the only other one I had is on the maximum maturity, the second paragraph says, all investments must mature within 5 years from the date of settlement, unless the investment is matched to a specific obligation, and I think that's just obligation, no less, or debt of the city, and is specifically approved by the Treasury Investment Board. And then I'd like to add the words, after consultation with council, so that we would be told if you're going to do that. You don't need our approval, just consult and tell us. And if I have a cow, I have a cow. But I'm sure that won't happen. And those are the only changes I had. I thought this was significant improvement. I appreciate the hard work that went into this, and I know it reflects a lot of thinking, and it's a...
Mr. Richardson, Mrs. Westphal, any thoughts about the suggested changes for Mr. Hanum?
Echo Scott's comments. Thank you for the time and energy put into this. Well done. And
Mayor, Mr. Schroyer, you okay with those changes?
I am, yes.
Mr. Fry, I have a couple
comments as well, please. And similar to what Mr. Hanum said, these are minor, you know, you're.
Before you start.
Yes.
Mrs. Brenner, you keep track of these?
Yes, I'm.
Okay, good. I'm scratching, good, because I'm scratching, but I'm not sure that I'm going to have it all down, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So if we look at investment objectives, number three, maximize return on page one.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says, consistently attain a market rate of return. You know, the first thing I thought when I read that was what market? You know, whereas in the purpose, it clearly says with comparable funds and financial market indices. And I don't know if we say market rate of return in comparison to appropriate indices or some way to just to clarify that or if that's even needed. But that was an observation I had.
Mr. Richardson?
I mean, I had a similar thought my first pass through this of the, you know, what is the market rate? You know, how is that being quantified? Certainly would not be opposed to a more specific language there.
Can we just put in the word current market rate of return?
I think it will be difficult to quantify as the market moves, right?
Right, and then I think it just becomes what market? You know, is it the CD market? Is it the bond market? Is it the stock market? I guess that was the point I was looking at.
Authorized investment.
Is it the language that's on page five, Mr. Fry? It's not the performance standards? Compared to the index of U.S. Treasury securities have a similar duration?
Yeah. Mr. Hanson, is that, have we connected those two dots?
Yeah, I think that would work.
So I can just add that to.
Well, we don't even have to add the language, we could cite it, right?
Or say as outlined in the performance standards section.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that, yeah. Even after the period. Budgetary and economic cycles as outlined in the performance standards section. Does that work, Mrs. Brenner?
Yep.
Mayor? Mr. Schreier?
Yes.
Okay, any other?
Yes, I have a couple others. Right below that, portfolio determination. City's Treasury Investment Board is, again, my first pass, I thought, well, who's the Treasury Investment Board, which is then defined in the next section.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we move, my suggestion would be to just move portfolio determination down somewhere in the document.
Meet underneath the delegation.
After delegation board.
So just swap the two sections? Okay. Honestly, I think I did that because I was trying to keep it on one. I was trying to reduce the number of pages, and it would fit. So that's my problem. I was just trying to save a piece of paper.
And then also in that same section, so shall evaluate the expected future cash flow requirements. You know, I need to read the rest, but is there a frequency of doing that? You know, so I know we're looking at the upcoming 5 years, but how often are the future cash flow requirements being evaluated? So should there be something that's, you know, just right after that portion? Shall evaluate the expected future cash flow requirements annually for the city's operations or semi-annually, or, you know, whatever that might be.
Mr. Schreier, what's your thoughts on that?
I think annually probably makes sense and make it part of the budget process. I mean, but I'd be fine if you guys want me to do more than annually too.
What would you say you're doing?
We could say no less than annually.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us, obviously, we can do as much as we need to, mm-hmm. right? But typically, you're right, because we're going through the budgetary process, we're planning out future expenditures on the 5-year cycle, which I think is required by state law, if I recall correctly.
So we're laying those things out, and I know that they're presented to us as council.
So with that to say, the city's treasury investment board shall annually evaluate the expected future cash flow. You want to just put annually in there?
Yeah.
That would work, I think.
Did you say annually or no less than annually? I would say annually, but obviously.
You can do it whenever.
Do it whenever we need to, but.
But there's a, but that's an easy one to mark.
Yeah.
Annually.
Okay.
Final one.
Any other thoughts, Mr. Hanson?
I have one more.
Okay.
Internal controls on page four. And this is just me being picky with words, I guess.
No, that's why we're going through this.
Director of Finance shall establish a system. I mean, do we want to say shall establish and utilize a system? Because there's nothing here to say that it's being used. But, I mean, again, that was my thought when reading it.
I'm fine with that going in there.
Yeah. No issue. Any other thoughts?
When did you graduate from law school?
I work with a lot of contractors.
Any other thoughts from members of council?
I wouldn't take constant criticism.
I think in that case, Mr. Hanson meant that as a compliment.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of lawyers.
Any other thoughts from members of council in regards to the proposed policy with all the changes we've talked about? Mr. McCann? Silence is golden, but you're welcome to make comments if you'd like.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, members of the Finance Committee and Mr. Mayor, did you have any comments that you wanted to make in regards to the modifications and changes we proposed here? Members of the Finance Committee, are you comfortable with asking the administration to prepare legislation to adopt the revised policy as we've laid out here?
I am, and move accordingly.
Mr. Hanson made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carried. Is there anything that needs to come before the Finance Committee at this time? Hearing none, it's 7:05 p.m. and we are adjourned. Thank you very much.